The Philippines brace for a second typhoon in as many weeks. The People's Republic of China marks 60 years, and Living Water opens the doors for a school in Uganda. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Days after Typhoon Kitsana left hundreds dead and most of Manila underwater, the Philippines is bracing for the impact of a super typhoon aiming for them again. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Grace Weeb says relief teams are still dealing with the aftermath of Kitsana.
Very quickly in the first 2 days, already 250 families received these goods, but we're expanding it.
CRWRC will add more as they get more funding. Floodwaters continue to impede rescue efforts.
Pray for the people that they would survive because they haven't been reached yet.
Nonstop rain last Friday submerged thousands of homes and killed over 200. Survivors are now at risk of typhoid and other waterborne illnesses as they wait for waters to recede. Weeb says Christ's love shines through the despair produced by this crisis.
It's a good witness to the communities of God's love to those that are in need.
Pray for relief teams to reach those most in need. You can provide drinking water and blankets to flood victims by making a donation. There's a link at our website. Meanwhile, an Indian pastor in Andhra Pradesh, India, has suffered greatly for his faith since his conversion from Hinduism 6 years ago. On a recent trip home from a Sunday service, he was attacked from behind by Hindu extremists with sharp metal rods. International Christian Concern says the pastor suffered blood loss but is recovering. Pray the pastor would press on despite the attack. Pray also for the hearts of his attackers. You're listening to Mission Network News. The People's Republic of China celebrated its 60th anniversary this week. China Partners Eric Berkland says believers are also celebrating their freedom in Christ.
As a direct result of their life-changing perspective and also their changes in their lifestyle, other friends of theirs notice and then ask the question, well, what's the difference about you? And then they share Christ in their life.
While it's true in many places the government hounds the church, the growth of the church means they need pastors.
We're taking a small teaching team with us to Jiangxi province. We will be in two locations, the local Bible school, and then the latter part of our trip, we will be training Christian leaders at a Bible training center.
Keep praying for the body of Christ in China. There are many challenges.
We need to pray that they would stay true. And then for the registered church pastors, that they would stay humble and that they would stay biblical and stay true to God's word.
Next, the goal of HCJB Global for the Latin American region is to equip and mobilize the church to reach out with the gospel. Tomorrow, HCJB Global will participate in an indigenous-led gathering called Corrientes, which means currents flowing together. Speaking from Ecuador, president of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says Corrientes is
uniting the agencies and denominations and missionary organizations, some of the collaborative ministries here, to bring the believers in Latin America together to reach their own culture with the gospel of Jesus and to reach out cross-culturally around the world.
While Corrientes is launching this weekend, HCJB is already sending Latinos cross-culturally.
We are already training people in healthcare that have gone to Africa, India, to Southeast Asia, some of the most unreachable places of the earth, because Latinos are accepted there.
Peterson says this proves the model works. Pray for unity, passion, and for an effective mission strategy. And hundreds of Ugandan children won't make it to school this week for one reason: poor drinking water. 50 schools in one region of Uganda have only swamps to drink from. Students get sick from the water and stop attending classes. Living Water International wants 50 to 75 U.S. schools to partner with the schools in Uganda to raise money to build wells. Visit our website to find out how you can be the hands and feet of Christ in this initiative. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you in understanding ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.